This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenuram. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me, over the last 48 hours, which parts of the Corn Belt missed the rainfall?
It's basically centered on Iowa and then into parts of Missouri and even parts of far western Illinois. But in general, most of the Corn Belt saw some rainfall over the last 2 to 3 days, but we really would like to see more rain in Iowa, again, parts of northern Missouri, and even parts of Illinois. That's kind of your zone where we still need more rain. And if you want to expand out a little bit more from there, you could argue that parts of the Dakotas still need more rain as well. So basically, we could still use more rain in some of those areas that were dry leading into the last couple of days.
And what do you see going forward for the forecast?
Well, there's not much rain on the near-term horizon. We'll see some showers exit the southern Corn Belt and Delta over the next 24 hours, and that will leave everybody dry for 3, 4, maybe even 5 straight days. The only thunderstorms that we'll see over the next 5 days will primarily be in the plains, parts of the Dakotas, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and points onto the south. There will even be a swath of heavy rain from Colorado into northwest Texas come this weekend or so next week. But that would only affect about 5% of U.S. corn production. For everybody else, mainly drier than normal over the next 5 days, and more than likely all the way out to 7 to 10 days into the future. There just is not a whole lot of rain on the horizon, but we will caution that it will be cool. So even though we don't see a lot of rainfall, we don't see the highly unfavorable combination of hot and dry weather. It would be mainly dry weather with cool weather, but we could talk about the one caveat if you would like to hear about it.
And it is?
Well, there is this upper-level system that's going to drift into the plains. That's the same one that's going to produce all of the rain across the southwest 5% of U.S. corn production. If that system were to somehow develop into an actual storm system, which is hinted by a few different models, that could dramatically change things by bringing on a lot of rain all of a sudden. Now, typically, what happens in this scenario is that you get all of the thunderstorms out there in the plains, but cool air across the Corn Belt would typically prevent that system from organizing and then drifting further to the east. That would keep all of that rain off to the south and west. The only reason we point this out is because there is a very low chance for that to occur. We wouldn't want to just completely ignore it and then suddenly come in to work tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, you'd be wondering why is it suddenly looking a lot wetter. At this point, I would say the chance of that is really low. We just want to mention it so everybody gets a full, well-rounded picture of the weather pattern coming up.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
That's Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois. You can listen to him again. In fact, most of our programming, anytime you'd like, on demand off of our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. You can try it as a podcast, too. It doesn't matter whether you're on an Android or an iPhone device. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play all work. So does NPR One.